evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night live show. It is 11/8/2019. And let me just say this to you. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I will tell you this. Our Father in heaven sent his only begotten son down here on this planet to experience life and to walk among you. And when he was then persecuted and tortured and lots were thrown and gambled all over the top of him. And then they put him on the cross. He died, was put into the tomb, and then he rolled away the doggone stone and rose from the dead. And then he went among, not only the women, did not only see Mary and the women, but he also went among the disciples. So that they could see that he did rise from the dead. You know, what I'm going to do here was what this new pope should do. I'm just going to read out of John 14. Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So let's say that one more time. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And if ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Well, maybe this guy who says Jesus did not resurrect bodily, who obviously cannot hang on to or see the Spirit of truth, can't receive it. Perhaps he should just give it up, you know. But instead, Malachi's prophecy of the names of all the popes, it stops with this one, okay? It stops with this one, and Malachi said that the last pope is going to destroy the church. Going to destroy the church. So anyway, remember I was telling you about the mimic last night? And yesterday afternoon, the night before, I was telling you what I was seeing. Last night, I was telling you what I was seeing the night before, remember? And how it was coming out of the Pacific and then shooting into Central California and on into a little bit into Nevada and Utah. And then you remember I told you last night, and if you didn't hear the last night's show, go to look up on the archive. And incidentally, there is an archive at, you know, at gsradio.net, and then you got /shows/hawk, I believe, and then you go, and when you get there, you can get to it, or you can go right through stevequayle.com and click on that button, Listen Live to Hawk. It takes you right to the Listen Live or the archive right there. So, I guess there's been a whole lot of quakes in the Ventura, California area and all of that way. That's right in the area where I was telling you last night that this thing was aimed. Now, I haven't looked at it much today, but there's activity on the East Coast and in different places. And if you will go to that site and you click on the little line that says domain, click, and you'll see, oh, you can look at all these different areas of the planet. And when you do that on a regular basis, you're going to see what's going on. So apparently, 3.5, 3.6, 3.2, the depths kept increasing. And that's, you know, and that's at stevequayle.com. He's got that post of his story. Series of small quakes strike Ventura for second consecutive day. So I'm telling you, I called you and told you that you're going to see earthquakes, and that's what's going on. Because the warfare today is quote unquote act of God type warfare, which means it has plausible deniability, you see. But no longer, because we're showing it to you. We're telling you about it at the old Hawk Radio. Brother Quayle's been telling you about this stuff for years. And I tell you, it was not lost to me when Steve said, I don't know if it was yesterday or whenever, on one of his things he was talking about that you ought to go check his book out, Terminated, The End of Man is Here, by Stephen Quayle. Terminated, The End of Man is Here. It's got the Terminator on the front with the skull of mankind. And this is from page 328 of Steve's book. And it's called Just How Close and What We Can Do. The Bible says that no man knows the day or the hour that the Lord will return, but we can know, as exemplified by the fig tree, the season of his return. We are encouraged to look for the signs of the end of the age, but not to fear. Based on all things that we've covered in this book, there is one time frame that kept coming up over and over again. That is the year 2020. The new AI-controlled worldwide satellite system will be up by then, and the new 5G network will be installed. China's starting on 6G already. AI chips will be placed in phones, and armed military robots will be put into service by then as well. There was a whole video on one of the new ones for the Marine Corps, and the guy they're teaching him how to shoot, and supposedly he's able to recognize humans or his handler. But all that'll change once the AI starts, robots start controlling the robots that are controlling the robots, you see. And Brother Quayle said at some point the robot or the AI is going to give the order to the robots, kill all the humans. They're our problem. So Steve says, all of these things and more are coming by the year 2020. He said, I also believe this date can be a clear signal to the Luciferian elites, because 20/20 represents clear vision for their final implementation. Just as they often do, they will tell us exactly what they're planning and when they're planning to make it happen. Most of the time, we don't see the signs until after the event, and by then, it's too late. let me be clear for me to say that the Lord isn't coming back in 2020. In fact, in panoramic of history, I didn't see a rapture or a rescue. He only showed me what was coming and told me to warn his people. I think too many Christians, they already have their spiritual bags packed. Because of that mentality, they do little to prepare their hearts, minds, family, loved ones, friends, and neighbors for what is about to happen. And this is not only a huge mistake, it is irresponsible on our part. We are told to occupy until he comes. So what can you do, given the overwhelming events that have been detailed in this book? And once again, this is Steve Quayle's book, Terminated, The End of Man is Here. And if you don't have the book, you ought to get it and read it quick. Just like all the others that Steve has, you can go to Steve Quayle, Quayle.com, and click on the books and Terminated, and you'll see a bunch of different great books. I would also tell you to get Empire Beneath the Ice, because I think some of the massive amounts of energy that are being used on this planet to cause quakes, and some of them to also to cause other effects on people and weather systems, whatever, some of that is coming out of the Antarctic deep underground, where there are bases that the Nazis put in, and there are bases where the aliens and fallen angels are likely back operating. From there, remember Brother Greg Evenson, who now is probably chomping at the bit in Archangel Michael's training camps, trying to get and work his way in to be part of the vanguard that will come when Lord Jesus comes to take these Luciferians out and to take old Lucy himself and all the minions and the 200 million man army at Armageddon and take them out. But you see, by then, there's not going to be very many people left on the planet. So I'm going to tell you, Steve goes on and gives you a lot of good recommendations there, but I'm going to tell you this. I will say this to you, is that you put on the full armor of God, all right? And then you also put on your own body armor. And you get your firearms, and you get all your items that you need. K-bar, knife, machete, whatever it might be, all right? And I'm going to tell you what, you get your, depending if you've got your band of the hand, if you got five people, you got a husband, a wife, maybe an older daughter or son or whatever, you got the next door neighbor who's a good guy, you got a ragtag cousin who shows up or something like that, you got about five people or maybe a good one down the street too, a veteran. And you say, this is the band of the hand, I got five right here. And you got a long-range rifleman with a sniper gun. You got, that's Grandpa's deer gun with a scope, by the way. You've got, if you got a 50 cal or something, that's even better yet, but you can do it with the 30-06, the 308, the old 270, or whatever it might be with a good scope that can reach out, you know, 500, 600, up to 700, 800, 1,000 yards with somebody who's got some good skill. Then you got a couple people who are on different weapons, 223s, and I'd also mix in a 7.62 but 39 because there's going to be ammo available depending how you go along the line. And then somebody needs to be on an old 12 gauge pump Mossberg, Winchester, Remington, something, and have them good old hard hitting shells. And get one like a 590 or something where you can load it up with, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 shells. You know what I'm saying? But get something. And you don't have to make it real short. You've got the standard length of what they are, the 18 to 20 inch, 18 and a quarter to 20 inch barrels that are standard. You don't have to cut anything off. Not unless you're in the bad bush somewhere, the deep jungle. Like a lot of the guys from Vietnam, I know some of them some people used to carry a sawed-off side-by-side, double barrel. But you can get you some hard-hitting rounds. If you're in bushes and weeds and trees, then get you some flechettes. But you can also get the double-aught buck, and I like the number 4 buck. For inside cities and homes and rooms, you don't over-penetrate necessarily into the wall, but you can put out a few more pellets, you know what I mean? You can also get the sail cutters where they got the little chain in between a couple balls, and they whiz around backward, forward, and everything, and they just might cut somebody's sail off, if you know what I'm saying. Now, who's this going to be? I don't know. But I still see, and the Lord has not deterred me very much from it. I still think they're going to try to do, just like the book One Second After by William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N. And in that's set in North Carolina, near Montreat College, by Black Mountain. I've been in that town a number of times and eaten. I've been up there, seen that college, all that stuff. Been up the hill a little bit and had lunch there and what have you. And I've been all up and down that road. And it's a pretty road, I'll tell you that. But there's going to be a road near you where you're going to be involved in something that's going to be so out of control you can't believe it. Now, what kind of signs are we seeing? We're seeing just like the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. We're seeing those signs. You can know the season, right? So let me just look some headlines and some emails I got today here from B&E of old B out there in Washington State. God bless him. And from old Doc Jack. Here we go. Talking about the possibility of the collapse of Deutsche Bank and all of that. Then today we got current outages, problems and outages with Chase Bank. Citibank down, current status, gooped up. Citizens Bank down, current problems and outages. Commerce Bank experiencing problems with direct deposits. Long lines in these banks. Now, I told you years ago, and I don't like to do it all the time because it sounds so wild and rabble-roused, doesn't it? But let me say this to you. If you do not have, and if you've got money and you got a 401k and a SEP and an IRA and another little stock account you don't tell anybody about, and because you're trading for yourself in that one and you're, you know, keep that and you're doing pretty good in that too, and you're sitting there and you got a pension plan or whatever. But if you do not have a year's supply of long-term storage food or a mix of regular canned goods and long-term storage food and home canned goods, if you do not have a year's supply for you, your spouse, your children, and your dog, and your cat, and your parrot, you know, or whatever you got. If you don't have feed for your chickens or your livestock, you see, you're going to have to put back and figure out a way to get a year's supply of food. If you don't have it, and you got all this money, and it happens over the weekend, then what are you going to do? You're not going to be able to go out and buy it. One of the things is, and One Second After, and what happens in that, there's an EMP that lands, pops up over the middle of the United States, takes out the entire power grid and all of the cars. Now, they can take the grid out other ways, and that would be bad enough. Because once the grid goes out, it's not coming back. The soonest it could come back would be 18 months. Because we do not have enough of the big transformers, or even the little transformers and wiring let alone all of the trucks and things necessary to go up and get it. If it's the big EMP, then the trucks that you see at the time of hurricanes or power outages due to snow or tornadoes or heavy ice on trees and the winds fall, those trucks will not be coming to your house because a lot of them, their electronic ignition, their buckets that are electrically controlled buckets, all of that will be shorted out and gone. Some may work. Some of the older ones might. And you still got some old-time pole huggers, God bless them, who can put the spikes on and throw the thing up around there with the old leather strap and climb a pole or a tree quick as you please. But that ain't going to be the same as being up there in a bucket and having totally hands-free. And if there's no wiring, if there's nothing available, and if it's everything in the country, 18 months would be the soonest it would come up, and I don't think that's even realistic, because most of that stuff is either made in Germany, Switzerland, or in Red China. Why doesn't somebody make some of that stuff in St. Louis or in Dallas or in, Keokuk, Iowa, or maybe Dunlap, Iowa could use a good plant, you know? That would be something. Maybe the Carolinas got some buildings left over from the furniture they no longer making because they sent all those companies, got raped and pillaged by China. Boy, the good-looking fabric that used to come out of the fabric mills down there. And all of the beautiful factories up and down the line on 321 and all along I-40 and all the different places, and then on up into Virginia and stuff as well, down south of High Point, north and east and all around High Point, all the stuff. Old Hickory. You know, you had Hickory Tavern, Hickory Chair, and Old King Hickory. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we don't make that stuff. But if it goes the full EMP blast and the Russians haven't taken out the 9 or the Red Chinese or the Iranians or the Hezbollah, have not taken out the 9 key power substations that will take the grid down nationwide, or that the computerized stuff and hacking can go in and take them down. If they haven't done that, and they do pop the real EMP, a couple of them over the United States, or they could do one East Coast, West Coast, and one over Nebraska and Kansas, just to make sure, you know. Those will then take out all the electronic ignitions on almost all the cars out there on the roads. And in your garages, unless you got the old points, plugs, condenser, you know, the old type of system from the 50s and early 60s. So if you got a classic car or one of the old Ford or Chevy trucks from the old days, from the 40s or 50s or whatever, and you got an old-time engine in it still, then you probably are going to be good to go. In other words, you got an old 283 set up the way it used to be, or a 327 set up the way it used to be, and hopefully you got 2 4-barrel carbs and one of them Hurst T shifters that you can hit second gear in and, you know, throw your head back like a rocket ship. But if you don't have that, then the things are going to be a parking lot. Well, the older diesels are still going to probably run. But a lot of these new trucks have all the electronic stuff. Used to see them on Ice Roads Truckers. They were, the electronics would go goofball. The sensors and stuff. Well, what happened to an old cat diesel where start that sucker up and keep it running. One of the old-time trucks. Keep that sucker running out in the parking lot with the K1 in it and let it roll, man. And you can stop at every McDonald's and put the old oil down the gizzard, you know? Strain that fish fry oil and stuff. So if that's going to be the case, and you've not read One Second After or some other scenario that has been put before Congress numerous times, then you're not going to be ready. You're not going to understand that hordes of guys on motorcycles who can steal the gas from your tank and have old Harleys and Indians and stuff that they can really get them rolling, or the old BSAs and stuff from the 60s, or some of the old trucks, the old Dodge Power Wagons, the old, 59 Chevrolet Apaches and stuff like that. They're going to roll them puppies with old diesels. They got the glow plug, push the button, boom, okay? But the Jaguars, the XKEs, and the Teslas and all the stuff, they ain't going to work. So how does then stuff move? Well, maybe we still got some old railroad engines. Maybe they could put some of these engines out there that are the old steam engines that they run for fun in these parks or in the national park areas or that kind of stuff where they run the old ones. So you can put the firebox up in there and shoot some wood and coal or what have you up in it and get it hot. Casey Jones used to run them. They used to run those things up to over 100 mile an hour, up to 120 mile an hour. I remember seeing a train that was coming a little bit on the downhill slide from the Rockies out into the plains, probably into the plains of Kansas or Nebraska. And that train was clocked at doing 120 mile an hour, and that was on the old steam locomotives. Buddy, I'm going to tell you, that's some shoveling some stuff and into the firebox and making it hot. We say, well, Hawk, what are you talking about, all that stuff? Well, if the banks, all these banks are going to get gooped up, don't you think you might want to take some of your money out of one of them things and go out and get you a year's supply or more of Mountain House for you and your immediate family? And maybe you ought to get some for your kids that they got their family because they're not listening to you. But if you have an extra amount to do that, and if you got a little for the good neighbor or two next door, then, buddy, I'm going to tell you what, you got the band of the hand right there. You might even have a stick or an A-team, you see. You got 10 or 12 good people who are motivated. And, yes, Dunlap could use some real good jobs. Dunlap is available out there for those of you who want to make transformers. They'll probably lease you a building for cheap, give you a tax rebate, and you can make the nice transformers, the big ones for the big stuff, and also the ones for the poles, and start putting them back. Kansas was putting some of that back, allegedly, according to my old brother Greg Evenson, who has passed on but is not out of the fight. And his lovely wife, Liz, God bless her, she is still so strong, and she's still a doggone good shot. Greg used to say she used to shoot better than him. And if anybody is right down the road from her up there and knows her, go down there and help her with the chainsaw, get some wood cut for her at a proper length, would you please? Couple people up and down the road there that know Liz, go ahead and go down there, and she needs to trim them off from the fireplace, big fireplace size, down to a wood stove, wood box. Okay? You can use the others and throw them up in there as a kindling or something into the fireplace, the nubs and the ends, and chop them all up and do what you please. Or if somebody's got a Boy Scout troop, you know, in and around there, Iron Mountain or somewhere, you know, up in that area, Michigan. Now, get yourself some mountain house. But now we're also starting to see that if you try to buy, and if everybody went out and tried to buy a lot of mountain house right now, you could get some, but you wouldn't necessarily get it all in all the cases. Say you want to buy 2 or 3 years and 1,000 people ordered it from one supplier. They don't have that much on hand. And then the military is buying too, don't you see? And then the states and the DHS and the different EIEIOs are buying for their deep underground bases, you see? And the old caves in southern Missouri and the old caves and around Kansas City, the limestone caves, the largest limestone underground storage in the entire world. They're filling it up. They're filling it up. But it ain't necessarily going to be for you. So therefore, you got to be your own supply sergeant. You got to be your own general store. If you had shelves in your basement or the third barn, you know, or the old chicken house, because you got the new chicken house and you got some shelves you can put up there, then start putting back Dietz lanterns. Fill them each up. Get you some extra lamp oil. I like K1 kerosene, but I also tell you that you can use olive oil. You can use a lot of different things, but I like the lamp oil if you can get it. The lamp oil that's specifically more purified and made for like Coleman lanterns, Dietz lamps, all the different things. And then you got them German ones that are the that'll run on a lot of different stuff. The ones that look like silver or brass, they're all brass. They're outdoor ones only. If you use it with, you can run them on unleaded gas or, you know, alcohol, a lot of different things. And that is something to consider. There's a book out there, Alcohol Can Be a Gas Too. Okay. It's a whole system of perma-climate, not perma-climate, but of a continual system of how you can utilize stuff with a still, make alcohol to run it as fuel with slight adjustments to your car or truck, and how it's perfectly okay to do that as long as you file the proper papers. But I'm going to tell you what, a little 150 proof will take you down the road, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, you just need to really understand that this stuff is starting to get really, really, really real. All right? And, you know, a lot of stuff is so unbelievable because we've been so conditioned and entranced with the television eye, with the TV eye and all the stuff. And consequently, we don't know what's going on. Deutsche Bank AG, Wall Street Journal, price down. Visa was down. I didn't see this. Visa was down for some of the day today. U.S. Bank down. Well, there's Chase, Citizens, Citibank, Commerce Bank, U.S. Bank, Visa. And we're not talking about the stocks. We're talking about outages and problems with the computer. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, if you do not have sufficient food for a year minimum, and when, how long is the Great Tribulation? Well, some say 7 years. Well, the Great Tribulation, the best calculation is 3.5 years. But there's a lesser portion. There's a lead up. Are we in the lead up or are we getting ready to begin the final 3.5 years? So if you had 3.5 years and you had $1 million out there or $500,000 and you decided to take, you know, 10 or 15,000 and invest it in supplies. And all of a sudden your family had 2 or 3 years of food, water storage, nuclear, biological, and chemical gear. All right. Tyvek F suit. High quality, you know, Scott Pro mask, one of those, not the mask, not the mask you get at the hardware store if you're finishing drywall or painting. Those would be a second best last resort of just filtering anything. But we're talking about something that will filter out the fallout, the military gases, the chemical warfare stuff. And I'm telling you, we've got smart people out there, you know. Down on Warren Soul Drive, there's a real smart guys, you know. Or at least one I know of. And there's all kind of smart ones all over the place. Charlotte, North Carolina, you know, Mars Hill. Topanga Canyon. Salmon River. Smart people everywhere, but you got to have the material to work with. And I'm going to tell you something else. If you've not been buying hardback or good quality paperback, not Kindle, not online, don't download the CD if you've got those, then don't throw them away, but you can always use them as signal mirrors, you see. But if you don't have books and then waterproof containers and bags like boundary water, like you put on a canoe or a kayak or a floating boat, you know, to keep them waterproof, how to butcher, when there is no doctor, what do you do when there is no dentist? First aid, how to do jack-legged special forces surgery, you know what I'm saying? How to pick engines, like one of those engine repair books. How to do basic electricity, basic carpentry, basic plumbing. You know, there's a whole lot of things that you can invest in that's better right now than that. I mean, you could have 3/4 inch plywood stacked up, 2x4s, 2x6s, 2x10s stacked up. If you got treated lumber, that's good. If you got the other, that's fine too. A few cases of nails and screws and bolts and what have you. Lithium ion batteries, maybe you could have some of those in a Faraday cage. You could have some solar panel stuff and have them protected from an EMP so they don't short up. So after the fact, you're going to be able to do some stuff. If you've got an inverter generator, or even a regular generator that you can charge a battery and run an inverter up the battery. There's all kind of stuff you can do that way that makes it like a perpetual deal. But you're going to have to prepare. If you don't have the money, and a whole lot of people don't, believe me, I understand that greatly. If you don't have, you know, enough to get around the block and it only costs $1.50, I understand that. And a good price, a cup of coffee is $2 or something, probably anymore. Or Starbucks, probably $5. But if you can go and get one extra can of chunky soup, this is the spirit I talk about it in. If that's all you got, you can only get one other can. Now, you also can get, like, I've heard somebody was telling me about 60-cent cans of Walgreens or of Walmart, Wally World, spaghetti, but they said for some reason he was eating them for a few days and that was not doing him any good. Too much cement, you know, in the body, if you know what I'm saying. Too much Durham wheat or whatever. So I would suggest you get into the Progresso, like a beef barley soup. I ate a can of that last night. Got all the vegetables, the barley, good beef, tastes wonderful. Open the can, ready to go. You can heat it right up on a campfire. Or it's already basically cooked. You can just eat it out of the can. Chunky soups. The regular camel soups are okay, but you got to add water to them, don't you? Get stuff that's already got the fluid in it. Because storage and purification and filtering of water will be a problem over the time. And there's nothing that'll get you sicker quicker than bad water. And the parasites and the bacteria and the viruses and that. Protozoa and stuff, you know. And chemicals. So if you don't have a water filtration like a Berkey filter system or a Pure or the good Katadyns, and you got to get, if you got the Berkeys, they've got that black Berkey filter that will filter out all cysts, protozoas, bacteria, viruses, and also take care of about 99.5 or 99.9%. You'd have to look it up exactly. I'm just paraphrasing it. 99% or better, allegedly, of the chemicals. Now, naturally, if you can get good source of water where it's a little better, but even the rushing water of the mountain stream might have something bad in it. So you got to filter it out, or at the very least, you got to put it into a big cauldron or a big pan and boil it, you know. That means you got to start a fire, doesn't it? You start a fire, then the AI robot vectoring over the top of you says, ah, there's a fire in the hole. Whoosh, kaboom. All right? So whatever is going to happen, and if it happens the way that we've talked about with an EMP within 12 months of the EMP knocking out the power grid, 90% of the population of the United States will be dead. Don't you think you might want to prepare as Jesus tells you to in Matthew 25? He tells you in Matthew 24 about what's going to come. And then in Matthew 25, he tells you better get your lamp oil and your wicks and be ready when the bridegroom comes. And to the foolish virgins who did not bring extra oil and wicks, and they had to go out and buy it because the smart, wise virgins said, hey, I've got enough for me. You go to the get from the people that sell it and go get your own. Well, that's not very Christian. Well, it isn't. And what does Jesus say to the foolish virgins who, after the door has been shut, what does he say to them? When they say, oh, Lord, open to us. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. Does that sound like you're not supposed to prepare? Sure doesn't to me when you read the red letters of Jesus, which is what I'm here to do, which is to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And secondarily, to warn the remnant of what is to come. Those with ears to hear and eyes to see. Somebody don't have ears to hear? Give them two shots, three shots, maybe you tell them the truth, what they need to do, and then let them go on down the line. They don't have ears to hear, eyes to see, or the ability to feel it with tactile if those senses are gone from them. Then I'm here to warn about what might come and how to prepare for it. And those are my two things. I've been doing that, and by the grace of the Lord Jesus, I'm still here, and with your assistance, I'm still here after 15 years. And that's with a whole lot of people trying to shoot me and play demolition derby and come to the front door at 2:30 in the morning, red Chinese types, and with nice little, stun guns or little cell phones that have 22 long rifle in them. When they come at 2:30 in the morning on a Saturday night, they say, Oh, you please help me. Please, oh, Mr. Yo, please help me. I sing song. I talk in, you know, Dutchy English, you know, pidgin English. And then I say, you get off of my porch, I'm going to ventilate you through the door. Because the Lord Jesus told me, look at his hand, not at his eyes. And I saw the way he had that cell phone gripped. And it's the exact way if you're going to push a button and shoot a 22 into somebody or put it in their neck and stun them, pull them out the door. And then when I told him, Mr. Pigeon English, who wasn't understanding very well or talking very well, when I told him, if you don't get off my porch, I'm going to ventilate you through the door. He jumped about 10 feet off that porch and took off a running down the street, down to the cul-de-sac where there was a big black Tahoe or Suburban down there. And I could look down there. It was wintertime, cold, and I could see the driver had the engine running. He was smoking a cigarette. And instead of going to the passenger side, this guy in the high quality, like a $1,000 sport jacket and the Italian loafers is running down the street fast as he can go. And he goes to the driver's side. I see the driver's head turn and the cigarette goes up into the ashtray and flicks it. And then he takes another puff and the guy's gesticulating with his hands. How do I know that? Because I'm looking through a scope, you see. Looking through down the road, see. So then he runs around back of the thing, gets in the vehicle, black SUV, typical of the intelligence type world, you see, and they come around the little cul-de-sac, whip around, and then he hits that thing, boom, and that thing lurched, man. He must have popped the shot of nitrous or whatever he did to it or kicked in the supercharger or something. Because that thing, by the time it got up the hill to where I was, and I was tracking it all the way, I had my golf driver. I had my driver, you see. My golf club driver, that's what it was. And I was tracking it all the way up the road. And by the time they got up to my house in a short block, they were doing 75, 80 mile an hour, maybe. Woo, man, and went on up the deal. Well, it's a good thing. You see, they got on down the road because I could have interrupted them with that driver. I would have taken a golf ball and shot it out there real accurately, you see. I was a good golfer at that time, you know. Not as good now, but I could still hit the target. And old Mac out there, walla walla. What's up, brother? And to the good people up there in Yerington, Nevada. And you know what? Some other good friends now in Oregon. SharpSaddles.com. SharpSaddles.com. But I'll tell you what. You want to keep old Hawk on the air? And I could use your assistance. Anything is most needed and welcome. And like I say, everybody, it may be returned to you 10,000-fold by the Lord Jesus. And to my old buddy down there, God bless you. You know, Austin, God bless you, brother. And to a whole lot of people. And it could be $1, $2, $10, Federal Reserve notes, $100, whatever it is. Check, money order, or precious metals. Could be a silver dollar or an ounce of silver, a tenth ounce of gold, whatever it might be. Silver quarters, silver dimes, okay? I remember my good friends up in Tanana, a young man. I'll bet you've grown up now and that you are that hardcore fisherman and trapper now. I remember you sent me $10 one time, and I just thought about that, and I'll tell you what, that bought a meal for me, you know? So there are widow's mites, and everything, any amount small or big is accepted. Because I can use it. And may the Lord Jesus protect you, and provide for you and your family superabundance so that you may prepare. Now to our friend, the young woman down there on the old Palm Coast, the grandmama. May Lord Jesus provide you with medical miracles. A miracle can hit you and can change or restore you in an instant. Healing is good, but healing takes a little more time. So I would pray for a medical miracle for you. And that's the granny who fought the meth head in the gas station parking lot. The guy was trying to get her purse. She said, "That's my purse." And she called upon Lord Jesus. Well, let's call upon him, Lord Jesus, if you will go to her right now. Let's just call her Mina. If you will go to Mina and give her a medical miracle with regards to her chest and what have you, I would pray that you would do that. And let's talk about another sister. Lord Jesus, if you would go to Debbie Nunemaker in France, in Bordeaux, France, if you would go to her, she's just come back with her husband on a magnificent mission on your behalf in Indochina, in the mountains, where Bibles and many people have listened to the show donated much more than they initially expected to come in to provide Bibles and songbooks for mountain tribes people. Tremendous. The mountain tribes people actually had tears of joy. The pastors and the budding pastors and the ones that were anticipating becoming a pastor or a leader to go back to their villages, strewn all over several countries. Indochina. Well, on returning, Debbie, brother who had long had some trouble in his lungs and what have you, passed on, and the Lord called him. And last night at the end of the show, we said, Lord Jesus, I know that you have received him in heaven. And there's no more worry for him, but Debbie is now sick, and she's got some bad crip and stuff. She caught some bug on the way home. And when you come from Southeast Asia and Indochina, there's some nasty bugs you can pick up. Now, I think maybe if we tell her that she can get her some colloidal silver and oil of oregano, and she still probably can get that on the internet in France. In some places, you may not be able to get it. But I will say this, Lord Jesus, go to Debbie right now, your servant, your sister who has been on your behalf with her wonderful husband as missionaries into Indochina. They're passing out those good Bibles in the local language and the good songbooks. Then the people there are on fire for you, Lord Jesus. Will you now just touch her right now and give her a medical miracle? Clear it all up right now, Lord Jesus. If she's there and she's listening, she should receive it right now. Lord Jesus, touch Debbie right now and give her the medical miracle. It doesn't have to take a long time to heal, and that would be okay. And we would praise you for it, Lord. But give her the medical miracle, restore to health, so they can get back in business and start the next supply run of Bibles to go back to the very same people, so we can bring maybe 100, 150,000, 200,000 people to the Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. I'll tell you what, this old show punches above its weight. And that's because there's power in the blood of Jesus. If you've not repented of your sins to Lord Jesus, if you've not told him all of them, and you don't have to go down, you may not remember the one when you were 19 and a half and were so drunk you couldn't see straight, or took the dope, or you were in war, or wherever you were at. But the Lord will hear you and to hear your prayer, and if you ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then he will do it. John 14, I just read it to you. And anything ye shall ask in his name, he will do. You got to keep the commandments. And the commandment is, thou shalt not murder. There's other commandments there, too, that you need to pay attention to. And I will tell you, as a sinner, it's as best as you can do. And when Jesus starts to work with you, and you feel it, you can feel it, it grabs onto you. And it's like, whoa, big time energy and stuff. But it takes a while. You got a lot of darkness on your windows. It's like real deep, heavy, thick dust and dirt and mud on windows, you see. Or maybe you pulled a car up out of the old mud hole, an old monster truck, and the windshield's got 3 inches of mud on it. You got to keep scrubbing and washing it, don't you? But that's the way Lord Jesus will do you. And I'm going to tell you what, you do not want to go into these Luciferian night of these scumbag Luciferians and their demon commie rats. Their minions that are hybridized. All of the chimeras and all the stuff, the AI, the machines that are infested with the spirits, with the evil spirits, all of the quote-unquote scalar weaponry, act of God type warfare. All of it is getting ready to come to pass. And I don't say that you shouldn't watch LSU and Alabama. Or the Kansas City Chiefs, or the New England Patriots, or the Dallas Cowboys, or New Orleans Saints, or whatever it might be, the L.A. Rams, or the Denver Broncos. I don't say that. But what I'm trying to say to you do is you better learn how to do two or three things at once. And the first thing is to get right with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. And the second thing is to start to prepare for your family. Don't go into there Luciferian knifed out a fight, and that fight's going to come. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the Luciferians tonight. Find that face that's hit California with the quakes. Pop them from up above. Pop them from your spaceship. And get those nukes out of the hand of the Turks and the Syrians. If you have not done so already. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey Lapua. Mickey's been long on the scope and optic. But I'm going to tell you what. Better have him there so that you don't have to confront Mickey hand to hand. That guy's got about 5-6 different. They were even worried about the belt. 5-6 different systems, I'm telling you, not just 5 or 6 different moves. We're talking about 5-6 different systems. Mickey can fight you in each